So, you already know that the one-step method. So in the one-step method, you will calculate the approximate solution at x of I plus 1 from the value of y of i. So we need one previous value to get the new approximation solution. And today I would like to introduce you a new method which is called the multi-step method. And the advantage of this method is that you may achieve a high consistency order. From a low number of function evaluation, so this is the advantage of the multi-step methods. And in the multi-step methods, the new value of the approximation solution will be obtained from m initial guess . So this is the main difference between the one-step method and the multi-step methods. Here you need only one value, and then you obtain the new approximation. But here you need m value. So let's do step by step. So if I assume that I know y0, y1, and up to ym minus 1. Then ym is obtained from this m value. And similarly, ym plus 1 is obtained from y1, y2, and then ym. And ym you get from here. And in general, the charge. So in general, if we know what happened with the chalk, so in general, if we know yi plus 1 up to yi, we will get the value of yi plus 1. And the value of y at 0 is just the initial value. And the value from y1 to yn minus 1. There is many several ways to obtain those value. So if you know the exact solution, you can obtain this by Taylor. Series expansion. If you don't know about the exact solution, you can obtain those value by any one step method. So in summary, the stream of M step method is first, I call it starting procedure. Let's say this procedure, we need to calculate the first n minus 1 value y1 and up to yn minus 1. And as I told you, we can calculate those value by either Taylor series expansion or by any one step method. And the second procedure is the multi-step formula. So from this step, we will obtain y of m, and then y of m minus 1, and so on. Any question? Okay, great. So now we will consider the formula for the first explicit multi-step method. We see Adam bus 4 method. Sometimes we just call it explicit Adam. So from here, from now on, we will assume that we know the value of M first approximation solution, so we know that and then we would like to calculate the next approximation solution Y when y is greater than m. So how should we do that? We will write yi is approximation of y of I plus 1. So this is the approximation of the exact solution at the time x of I plus 1. And this we have this formula. And because y is the exact solution of the differential equation, we know that y prime should be f of x y dx. And in the exercise, we know the equivalent between the differential equation and the integral equation here. So in the exercise, we have proved that if y is an exact solution of the differential equation, if and only if y is the exact solution of the integral equation. So everything is equivalent, and I can write it out like this. So now we see that we will know the value of f at m point. So if I call fj is the value of xj, yj, where yj is e from here, then this is an approximation of xj, yxj. So the function x to f x y x are approximated at I minus m plus 1 x I as with f I minus 1 m plus 1. So let's see, this is x I minus m plus 1, and this is f I minus m plus 1, then x I minus m plus 2. This is f I minus m plus 2, and so on up to f I. So we know that if we know the value of some function at m points, we can approximate that function with the Laurent interpolation. So let's count p is the Laurent. Polynomial that cross the point xj for j is I minus y. So I call B, Px is a Laurent interpolation that connects the M point here. Then we know that we can approximate F with Bx, and Bx is the polynomial with the smallest degree that has value F J at xj. And the formula for the Laurent polynomial is fk lk x k is I minus m plus 1 to y. And I claim that bxj will be fj for j go from I minus m plus 1 up to y. And now let's check this property. Before checking this property, I need to give you the formula of the LKX is the product of X minus XJ, SK minus XJ, J go from I minus M plus 1 up to Y, and then J is different from K. So I will write again the formula of LK over here. So it's just the product of XXJ, XK minus XJ, J from I minus M plus 1 up to I. And then J is different from K. So if I write it in more detail, it's just X minus X1, X minus X2, X minus XK minus 1, X minus XK, and up to X minus XY. So we see that there is a jump from xk minus 1 to xk plus 1 because in the denominator we have xk minus 1, and because xk minus xk is 0, so it is not allowed to appear. So that's why there is a jump between xk minus 1 to xk plus 1. And this one, I claim that LK of XJ will be 0 if J different from K, and will be 1 if J is K. Now we will see why. So if J is not K, then LK of XJ will be XJ minus XY I minus M plus 1, and then XJ minus XJ, and then XJ minus SY. And I don't care about this because here Hj minus Hj is 0. And if J is K, then Lk of xk will be xk minus xi minus m plus 1, xk minus xk minus 1, xk minus xk plus 1, xk minus xi, and the same here. So this is one, and now this is correct. So, huh?
No, it's good.
Okay. So the sum here actually it just have one element when the j here is equal to the j here. And this is actually one, so for every j from I minus n plus 1 up to I. So we know that the B here will agree with those value F whenever the X here is agree to the Christ cone. So we can approximate in the formula. We can approximate F by the polynomial p over here. And then I just write down I just put the formula of P here to here. So it's just the sum of F, FK, LK, X, DX, K from I minus M plus 1 to I. And now it's a long and boring computation. So again, we expand the formula of LK. And because the sum here and FK is constant, we can put this outside the integral. So and then the integral of xi plus 1 and then lk x dx. And now I will put in the formula of lk. It's just the product of J go from I minus M plus 1 to I of X minus X J X K minus X J, and J is different from K. Now, change the variable. X is xi plus th, where h is the time step. And here it fits for every I, and this is positive. So we will have k is I minus m plus 1, I, and fk are the same. And then here we will change this with this. I missed the integral, sorry. And this is dx. So the integral from xi plus 1, and then the product. But now the x, I will change it with xy plus dh. And here I need to change it dxe xdt. So we will have dx minus xj, xk minus xj, and then xdt. K is different from K. And this is constant, so I can put it outside. And here, here, and here, and here, I can apply the formula of the Ritz point. So xj is x0 plus jx. So I will get x of sum kei minus m plus 1. Y and then xk and then the integral from xi plus 1 and then the product of now it's just I plus t minus j and then k minus j dt where j go from I minus n plus 1 to I and j is different from k. Okay, and now what do I get? Now I will change a variable again. I call K E I minus m plus k prime and j is I minus m plus j prime. Then here I still have h and then the sum. But now the sum here I will change into k prime. So k prime will go from 1 to m plus 1, no, to n, and then f of k and k now I minus m plus k prime. Now the integral. And now j, the product of j. But now I change j into j prime. So j prime will go from 1 to n. And j prime is different from k prime. If you put the formula of k and j from here, then you will see that the new formula is just k prime minus j prime. And here is a little bit different. So let's see. And then j, but j is now, I minus n plus j prime. So I and I minus. So I will get. So here I will get t n plus j prime So at the end, what we get is y of I plus 1 is equal to y of I plus h, and then sum. And the sum is from k prime up to m f I minus m plus k prime and then theta k prime. So this is the formula to calculate y I plus 1 when we know the form, when we know the value of yi minus n value of the previous approximation solution unknown. You see, more or less similar to the formula of the one-step method when you consider the Runge-Kutta method, but here we need only the approximation of the f as fj and yj, and we don't need anything to calculate the eta I as the Runge-Kutta. Okay, and now let's see some example. For example, when m is 1. This is actually one step again. So when m is 1, then we know yi, and we want to find yi plus 1. This actually one step method. And now we need to calculate beta k for m is 1. So for m is 1, we only have 1 beta k. And beta k now is xix. Sorry, I changed the variable. And then here it should be 0 and 1 because I changed the variable x. So let's see. Okay, so from here we don't have xi and xi plus 1 anymore, but 0 to 1, sorry. So let's see, beta 1 is 0 from 1, and then the product, but the product now is j prime go from 1 to 1, and then j prime is different from 1, so the product here is empty. This means that the product here is 1, because the definition of the empty product is only 1, and the definition of empty sum is 0. So this is 1, and then we will have you see, actually explicit. Now let's see what happens if m is 2 and 3, and then we will take a break. So if m is 2, then now we will have 2 beta k. So k prime is 1 and k prime is 2. So first we calculate beta 1. Beta 1 is the integral from 0 to 1 of j prime from 1 to 2, and j prime different from 1, so j prime is 2, and m is 2, so 2 minus 2, and then k prime is 1, and j prime is 2, and this is the integral from 0 to 1 of t minus 1, and this is minus 1 half, and similar we have beta 2 is 2/3. So y of I plus 1 will be equal to yi plus h 2/3 of fi minus 1/2 of fi minus 1. And you can do it by yourself at home to see that if m is 3, then we have the formula. So notice that the coefficient here is obtained from the formula of beta k here. Just calculate the integral and then you get the coefficient. So it's different from the Runge-Kutta. Okay, now we can take a break for 10 minutes and then we will go back with the implicit Adam. Go back with the explicit Adam method. So we see that in the explicit Adam method, we approximate f with the interpolation polynomial Px, which is agree with the fj with at xj, and then we calculate the integral. From xi to xi plus 1. So this integral here is actually this one. The area below the function px when x go from xi to xi plus 1. And actually, a problem is we know that a Lagrange polynomial, interpolation function Px here from the m point xi minus 1 plus 1 up to xi here is a good approximation of f only inside the interpolation interval. So only from this part bx is a good approximation of fx, but outside this park, it's not a good approximation for f, for the value of f. So that's why we need to consider an extension of the Lagrange interpolation here. So we consider the B star is a interpolation from m plus 1 point, so from the m previous point and also from this point. And this is the idea for the implicit Adam method. And now it's not as fast, but it's a molten. And we also call it implicit Adam. So the idea of the implicit Adam is we consider dx is a Lagrange interpolation polynomial from xi minus m plus 1 fi minus m plus 1 up to xi plus 1 fi plus 1. So the B star here has one more point than the previous B. And here, this is actually unknown. So we just do the symbolic formula for B star to see what do we have. So similar from the So similar from above, we also have the formula for B star as follow. But here, the sum will take over m plus 1 element. So here is the I plus 1. And we also have fk. And then the product of j from I minus m plus 1 to I plus 1. So here also I plus 1 and j is different from k of x minus xj, xk minus xj. And then we also have the formula for y at I plus 1 is approximated by the integral from I plus 1 of B star x dx. And similar as above, we get the following formula. So we get h of k prime from 1 to m plus 1 f of I minus m plus k prime, the integral from 0 to 1 of the product of j prime from 1 to m plus 1 j prime different from k prime t plus m minus j prime k prime j prime dt. And then I call this beta k prime star. So we also get a similar formula, which is but notice that because k prime is allowed to be m plus 1, so in the end, we will have some y of I plus 1 in the right-hand side. So y of I plus 1 here is implicitly defined by this formula. And previous, they know y of I plus 1 in the right-hand side. So y of I plus 1 is explicitly in the explicit Adams methods. But here, it's defined implicitly. And we need to solve for y of I plus 1 from here. And usually this is a non-linear equation because here we have I plus 1. So the y here is inside the f and usually non-linear. Any question? Yes. Yes. Actually, it changed, but here I said that we just find the symbolic formula. So we just assume that we know y I plus 1 and we know f of I plus 1. And then we will know when we will see what is the formula here. And then we guess and end up with this formula. And after we get this formula, we will return to one of the previous value of y I minus m plus 1 up to yi, and y of I plus 1 is still unknown. And we need to solve this equation for yes. Okay. And usually, to solve y of I plus 1 here, we can use the Newton methods that we are very familiar from the exercise. And another method that I would like to introduce here is the Newton method. And now today we will know another method, which is the predictor corrector method. after the gone, need to find y of I plus 1 from this formula. So first, we can compute the so-called predictor y of I plus 1 hat is yi plus h of k prime is 1 to m f I minus m plus k prime p k prime. So this is from explicit Adam. And then we use this value to evaluate f hat of I plus 1 is equal to f of xi plus 1 and y hat I plus 1. And third, we apply the corrector formula yi plus 1 now is yi plus x of beta k prime star f I minus m plus k prime k prime from 1 to m plus beta I plus 1 star f hat I plus 1. So this is actually the formula of explicit Adam over here, but we just take the sum up to m. And the last value, which is the value of f at y as I plus 1, I will take is f hat. So the beta k star is from the implicit Adams, but the last value is from the second step here. And then the last step is evaluate fi plus 1 is equal to f of xi plus 1 and then yi plus 1, and this is from the second step. And this value I will use for the next procedure to calculate y of I plus 2. And I usually call this is the PECE method, which is predictor, evaluate, corrector, and evaluate again. And by this way, we just need one more calculation here to get the new approximation solution for the explicit method, for the implicit method, sorry. So less computation than the Runge-Kutta, less computation than the Newton method. And now, let's see what happens when m is 1, m is 0, blah, blah, blah. So, if m is 0, it's a zero step method. And the formula here, j prime will go from 1 to 1, so we only have one beta star. So beta star 1 will be the integral from 0 to 1 of J prime is now empty because J prime go from 1 to 1 and J prime is different from 1. So this is empty. This means the product is 1. And the integral should be 1. And then we will have and this is actually implicit order. And if M is 1, if M is 1, then we have K is 1 and K 2, so we have 2 beta star. So beta star 1 will be the integral from 0 to 1. So J prime will go from 1 to 2, and J prime is different from 1, so J prime is 2. So T plus 1 minus 2, 1 minus 2, and this is 1/2, and similarly beta 2 star is 1/2. So we have y of I plus 1 is yi plus h over 2 of f xi yi plus f xi plus 1 yi plus 1. And this is Kronig-Gaussian. And similarly, you can check by yourself at home. That if M is 2, then Y of I plus 1 is YI plus H I over FI plus 1. And we will see that because this method, we use the m plus 1 point for the interpolation polynomial. So the iteration inside the value of yi plus 1 will stay inside the interpolation interval. So this makes the method more accurate than the explicit Adam. And from the idea of the implicit Adam and explicit Adam, we can create some similar methods by changing the interval to take the iteration. So in the Adam method, we always take the iteration from x square SR square SI 2XI plus 1. And for the another method, we can take the iteration from, for example, from XI minus 1. So we will take the iteration from X sub I minus 1 to X sub I plus 1. So we will have a bigger iteration. I will write down for you, for example, the Nystrom method. So the idea of the Nystrom method is to take the integral from xi minus 1 to xi plus 1 of fx, yx, dx. And because here we start with xi minus 1, here is the xi minus 1 to and for the Nystrom methods, we also separate between the implicit methods and explicit methods. So implicit methods, we will not care about the value here. And then we use the B, which is the interpolation of the endpoints from X sub I minus M plus 1 to X sub I. And the interval for the iteration is from XI minus 1 to XI plus 1. And you can do the same computation with the explicit diagram to get the formula for the Nystrom methods as following. So we will get y of I plus 1 is yi plus xi minus 1 xi plus 1. And then we use the interpolation polynomial from m point. So actually everything will be the same except in the formula for the beta star here. It's not from 0 to 1, but it's from minus 1 to 1. So this is I plus 1, x, and then k prime is 1 to m, fi minus 1 to k prime, and then minus 1, 1, and then the product of j prime is 1 to m d m minus j prime k prime j prime dt. J prime is different from k prime, and I call this integral gamma k prime. And we will see what happens if m is 1, m is 2, and so on. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, can you say it again?
Then I would have effectively only taking every second point. And here we are also omitting xi. So I'm going from xi minus 1 to xi plus 1, right?
Yes.
So it's, what's the difference between both?
Actually, you will see that the coefficient is different, and the consistency other also different.
Okay. And in the end, do I calculate this useful method also xi?
No, here is just the explicit method. So we don't need to apply the Newton method. So the Newton method is just to apply to calculate y of I plus 1, right? But here I don't have any y of I plus 1 because the k prime just run from 1 to n. So in the left hand side, I have y of I plus 1. But in the right hand side, I just have some combination of yi minus n plus 1 up to yi. So no Newton method.
Yes. So you do not omit fully the I component.
Yeah, I do not omit fully. We just change the way that we calculate the integral, because in the exercise, do you remember that the quadrature, when you change the way to approximate the quadrature, you will get different method. I don't remember exactly which exercise, but in the exercise, we will have some formulation to approximate the quadrature, something like. And then some combination of fk, bk, something like that. And if we just change the coefficient here, we will end up with different methods. And here is the same. We just change the way that we calculate the integrand so that the coefficient here are different, and then we end up with different methods. That's it. Becca? And so, let's see what happened with n is 1. So if n is 1, then k prime will go from 1 to 1, so we have only one coefficient, gamma 1. And gamma 1 will be the integral from minus 1 to 1 of the product here, and the product here, the j prime will go from 1 to 1, and j prime is different from 1, so it means that the product here is empty, and the empty product is equal to 1 by definition, so this is 2. And we end up with the formula, which is and this is actually the midpoint prune. In the lecture notes, Professor Harak considered a midpoint prune with the step size h over 2, but here is the midpoint prune with the step size h. And then if m is 2, then similarly we can compute gamma 1 is 0 and gamma 2 is 2. So we end up with midpoint prune again. Calculate by yourself at home that We have this formula. So that is the idea of the new store methods. And now if we consider the implicit methods, we see the interpolation of m plus 1 points from x sub I minus m plus 1 up to x sub I plus 1. So it's will very similar to the new store methods because we also take the integral from x sub I minus 1 to x sub I plus 1 here. But here, instead of using the interpolation for m points, we use the interpolation for m plus 1 points, and we end up with the implicit methods. Any question? Here?
Yes.
Thanks. So similar to the new store methods, we also consider the integral from x sub I minus 1 to x sub I plus 1. But here, we use the interpolation polynomial for the m plus 1 points, and we end up with the implicit methods. And this count the mean Simpson methods, and you can do the same computation to get the formulation like so this now. This is the mean Simpson methods. And here we use a B star. Yi minus 1 are the same. This also the same. The integral from minus 1 to 1 also the same. But here, here the sum will go up to m plus 1. So this is implicit methods. And we will see if m is 0, then gamma star 1 will be m is 0, then the k prime will go from 1 to 1, so k prime is 1. And then the j prime go from 1 to 1, and j prime is different from 1, so this is empty. So this is 1, and this is 2 again. But here, is it not? So, so this is h of gamma star 1 and then f of I minus 0 plus 1, right? And then in this case, we end up with this formula. So this is 1, and this is 2, so this is 2h of f I plus 1. And this actually the implicit Euler. With step size. And if m is 1, then you can calculate by yourself that yi plus 1 is yi minus 1 plus 2h of fi. And this is the midpoint rule. M is 2. And this is also a famous method which is called the mean method. Some other methods is the idea for some other different methods is that instead of calculating the integral from xi minus 1 to xi plus 1, we will consider the integral from some xi minus l. So the idea for some other methods is just to extend the interval of the integral here. The interval, extend the interval to take that taken the iteration here. So in this formula, we still keep this one and the same. This now some I minus L. Because the integral here now is taken from x of I minus L to x I plus 1. And here again we also have two possibilities. So the first one is to use the bx, which is the interpolation from the end points, and then we will end up with the explicit method. And if we use the B star H, which is the interpolation polynomial from n plus 1 point, and then we will end up with the implicit method. And then I still need to talk about the methods Bayesian differentiation, but I do not have time now, so maybe we will see tomorrow. But the idea is just The idea to create the new methods for multi-step is just to consider the formula of x is in some differential from some integral form. Like this, and then just to define the interval to take the integral. And then decide that if we use the b star x or bx. And then if you do like that, you can create by yourself lots of different multi-step methods. Any question? Okay, right.